This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the charitable nature of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. And in today's lesson, we're talking about the charitable nature of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, as we're talking about the charitable nature of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam, I would like to report to you a short story that took place during his time that shows that His Eminence Al-Imam Al-Hussein was really a charitable person. A traveler came to Al-Imam Al-Hussein and saluted him and told him about his needs and said, "I have heard from your grandfather that he used to say, whenever you have any need, ask it from me. Ask it from one of the four persons, from a noble Arab or the benevolent or the charitable who gives happily or the people of Quran or one having an elegant face. However, the Arab has received nobility only through your grandfather. And as for benevolence, it is your custom. And as for the Quran, it was revealed in your house, an elegant face. I heard the messenger of Allah say, when you desire to see me, just look at the faces of Hassan and Hussein." Trying to say that he really sees so many good qualities in Al-Imam Al-Hussein. Now, His Eminence Imam Hussein asked him, "What do you want?" The traveler wrote his requirement on the sand, and His Eminence Imam Hussein said, "I heard my father say that goodness is proportionate to divine recognition. So I want to ask you three questions. If you reply to one of them, I shall give you one third of what I have. If you reply two questions, two thirds of what I possess shall be yours. If you reply to all three questions, all I have shall be yours, while a pass has just arrived from Iraq." So the traveler said, "Go on and ask the questions. There is no power and strength except from Allah. We'll come back in a few minutes and I'll complete the story. Thank you for listening."
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. Now, we are talking about the charitable nature of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam, and we were reporting about a short story that took place during his time whereby a traveler came to Imam Al-Hussein and asked for his help. Now, Imam Al-Hussein just told him to answer a few questions and he will help him whatever he needs. In fact, he will give him half or even all of his wealth if he continues and answer the questions. Now, when he was asked the questions, the traveler said, "Go on and ask the questions. There's no power and strength except from Allah." The Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked the traveler, "What is the best deed?" Then the traveler answered, "Believe in God. If you have a belief in God, that's the best deed that you can do." Then Imam asked him, "What is the way of salvation for any man, for a man?" Then the traveler answered, "The reliance and having trust on God." And then Imam asked him, "What is that bestows beauty to man?" The man replied, "Knowledge accompanied with forbearance." "What if he does not have?" "What if he does not have knowledge?" That is, Imam asked him. "Then he should have wealth accompanied with generosity." "What if he does not have it?" "What if he doesn't have the wealth?" "Then he should have penury accompanied with patience." He said, "What if he does not have that also? A bolt of lightning should strike him from the sky and burn him up." The holy Imam smiled and handed him the pass. He gave him what he needed just by asking him a few questions, and the guy answered them very nicely. This is a short story showing us the charitable nature of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Dear brothers and sisters, we really can learn a lot from the life of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. We see how charitable he was and how he lived with people. Some of them, he didn't even know who they were. They just came to him, seek for help, and he helped them. This is how Aba Abdullah lived with people. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Until next episode, inshallah, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN-Call-of-Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
But anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled.